Man, Simen Reishayin Aleph, Sif Yud. Mekadesh Al Kois Molei Yayin. So the Mishnah Berurah says Al Kois Molei Simprot Membeis. The Kois Shal Kiddush Mavdolem Hu Bechlal Shal Kois Shal Brochem. This is a halacha of all kaisos shel broche, kais of birchas hamozein, chenal besimen kufre gimel sif beis bahago. Now, in simen kufre gimel, when it says that it should be a kais molei, so there it says, Shiye mole al kol gidaisov. It should be over the rim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, Va'av sherogel lishofech tasa yedeze. So if it's going to be over the rim, mole al kol gidaisov, so it will spill a little. Not gefährlich. V'yesh she'ein memalen oisei kol kach mitamzem, and others bedavke do not fill it up over the brim because it spills over. And there in the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Birchas Hamozein, they bring down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that he held like that. It doesn't have to be mamish mole al kol gidoysav. But al kaponim, that is a tenai, and a kaishel brochet, that it should be full. V'im, and let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. V'im einenu mole, what is if he doesn't have enough wine to fill up the kais? Let's say he has a very big kais, 8 ounce kais, and he has, let's say, 5 ounces of wine. So if he can get hold of a smaller kais, that would be preferable. So then he'll have a kais mole. But if he only has this 8 ounce kais, he doesn't have something smaller. So it's not al chatchila dike kiddush because it's not a kais mole, but muta le kaddish olov kivin sheyesh shir viyis ba'yayin shebesaychayim. B'diavad it's kosher. The kiddush is kosher. It's not preferable, but it's kosher. The muchach lekamei b'sif yudalim. So that's one aloche. The kosh should be mole yayin. It should be full till the top. A second aloche sheloi yiye hogum. The wine should not be pogum. Now, what does that mean? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Simchot Mem Gimel. Haino, shim shoso echod mimenu. If someone drank from this wine, what? We'll see, we'll explain in a minute. But if someone drank from this wine, migamai. So he was pouring him the wine. Ve'ein lekadesh olov, and one should not make kiddush on yayim pogum. Ve'ayin lel besimin kuf be'beis, shesham mevua brotei dinei kois pogum. Now let us just mention a few halachas when it becomes a kois pogum. There's a machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Aruch HaShulchan. If someone had wine in a kais, and he held the kais like this, it's far from his lips, and he pours the wine in his mouth, Is this called a kais hagum, yes or no? Did he, is it called, he drank from the wine, which is true, he drank from the wine. But his lips did not at all touch the wine. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says this is called a kais hagum. The wine was, he drank from the wine, took the kais hagum. So they bring down from Scheinberg, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Shlitim, that he explains what is the svara of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So he says the svara is that when I'm the wine in the kais is kadosh. It was hukdish, lekiddish, lebichas hamazon. It has a kedusha on it. When I pour the wine for my own use, so it's considered I'm using this wine, because I'm pouring, in order for me to drink something, I'm pouring from this wine into my mouth. That's called, I'm using the wine. I poured it into my mouth. What if I take a spoon and put the spoon, I take out some wine. So that's not called, I use the whole kais. If I'm pouring from this kais into my mouth, so it's called the whole kais, the wine in the whole kais was used for my use, for my shimush. So that's called hagum. That's kosher v'yosher. That's no problem whatsoever. That's no problem. But here we're talking about that he drank from this kais, and so the Shulchan Aruch Harav holds this kogum. Doruch HaShulchan says that kogum is if a person who is an istanist, it would bother him to drink from a kais that someone else drank from. That makes it pogum. But in such a case, if he held it over his mouth, I mean, if he puts a kais to his lip, so other people would not drink from this kais. And that is pogum.
Well, but then I'm going to say,
it's like a pogum. But we'll talk about that when we come closer. When you drink, it's called, the yain is called pogum. And therefore, this one of two ages, either they drink from the same kais, and this, the yain, and drinking from the same kais, it doesn't get a din problem from this kais. But if you pour from this kais into someone else's kais, after you drank, that's called yain pogum. Unless you pour different wine into the kais, that's misak in the kais, then it becomes ice pogum. We'll be learning that as we progress. The Shari Tshuva brings down if a person put a straw into a kais, he drank with the straw, say, holds me'ika, then this is not called pogum. Okay, so now we were just learning al shalayi pogum, kainim shim shasa echad mimenu pogumai, ve'ein lekadish olam. Ve'ein levesim in kufay, meisha mabuha pote din kais pogum. Va'ayin shom b'siv dayim, the b'shas hadchak, she'ein lo'i kais achel, he doesn't have other wine, ve'ein lo'i eitza l'sakein ha'kais, that means he can pour water into the kais, which is misakein the kais, he can pour wine into the kais, which is misakein the kais, but he doesn't have anything, he only has this wine that was that he drank from it. So this wine is now pogum. to make Kiddush on it. So the Mishas Adchak she'en lo'i koisacha ve'en lo'i eitza l'sakin ha'kois mevochen al kois hodoh. So again, this is not ma'akev b'di'evet. Ve'ayim ve'isha l'avrom sifkot l'amid the Mekiddush shalaylam. Even though it is zicha preferable to make Kiddush on wine and not on pas, but if he has only Yayim Pogum and he can make Kiddush on pas, he should make Kiddush on pas. The Bekiddush Shalaylam Emshe Shetayv Yoyse Shekaddush Ala Pas. Okay, so now we learned two halachas. It should be molei shloye pogel. Number three, v'tom kol ma shetom kois shel birchas hamozein. And it needs all the qualifications that a kois shel birchas hamozein needs. Haino, now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shiyya hakois sholem. That means nothing should be broken in the kois. The base of the kois also should not be broken. And the rim of the kois, there should be a pagam in the rim of the kois. It should be smooth. That's the shlemis of the kois. Now, there's a machlokes apaiskim by a disposable kois, if you can make Kiddush on this. Rav Moshe, Benigris Moshe, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Stipler, held that you should not make Kiddush on a disposable kois, because if it is... it is thrown away after you use it. It doesn't have any cheshivis, and therefore you shouldn't use this. The Moshe says, if you don't have another kois, perhaps with the evidence it would be good, but l'chatchila, one should not use such a kois. The Minchas Yitzchak wants to say, if the problem is because you throw it away, so he says, perhaps it will take a disposable kois, but he made up his mind, this he's going to use. He's not going to throw it away. He's going to use it all the time. So this alone could be machshiv the kois, because I was machshiv it, I will not throw it away after its use. That's what the Minchas Yitzchak declares. The Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rabbi Nissen Kerelitz, hold that it's one can use a disposable kois, especially if you have already a plastic kois, which the caterer is serving. It's even though they throw it away also, but it is. They bring a raya from Vayachoshe v'Kiddush. The Hoshiva people also drink from Mitzvah Stoys and has a Hashivis. So, because there are Chiluke Deis, by disposable cases, and therefore it is preferable not to use one. V'yiyya mudach heitev. Now, another halacha by the case, it should be washed out, mi bifnim or mi bachutz. It should be washed out from inside and from outside. It should be clean. And Rav Nissen Kerelitz wants to say, if you washed it out at night, and it was clean at night, you don't have to wash it out again in the morning. Or if you wash it out, Mitzoy Shabbos, and you put it in the closet, you don't have to wash it out the next time. But it has to be clean. That's from the Tzinoim of a Koy Shal Brochem. V'chol Shal Dvorim Aniskela B'sim Ekuf Pei Gimel Lidin Koy Sbirchas HaMozoim apply here also. Now let's go back to the Mechaba. So now we learned the dinim, it should be mole, it should be pogum, and the koi should have all the qualifications of a koi shall bichas a mozum. Va'aymer va'yichulu mu'med. He says va'yichulu, the Mechaba says, he says va'yichulu standing. Va'achakach oimer boir priya gofen, va'achakach kiddish. Zot nechmo v'yochel la'amid b'shasa kiddish. If he wants, he could stand by kiddish. The Mechaba only stressed that va'yichulu he should stand. He didn't give us any specific guidelines how the kiddush should be said. The Gemara says, v'yochel lamed, if he wants, he can stand. V'yoyse toiv leishev would be preferable to sit by the kiddush. So let's learn so far, then we'll go further. Zot the Mishnah Berura. Va'omer va'yichulu me'umed. Why do you stand when you say va'yichulu? Shehu eidus al briyas shamayim va'oret. We are being made, we are testifying that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the Shamayim Va'oret, the Eidus Ba'inin Mu'umid. Eidus Vomdu Shnei Anoshim is going on the Eidim. Eidus should be standing. Va'av Arbi Sha'imroi B'tfilim. Now, this Eidus was already said in Shemayna Esrei. So why does he have to repeat to say this? So Mamele, they didn't daven. So Mamele, that's why he says it again, and we have this Eidus. That's one Malach. So that comes out. But that means if he's not being mighty anyone, he davened, so then he can say Vayichulu sitting down, I feel according to the Mechaba, because there's no need to repeat the Eidus. From here it would seem he doesn't have to say it in Ganson. If he said it already, he's only saying it L'hoitzi bonav in the basic. V'rekei chevi b'shei medrish t'tzorich leim av'yichulu sholosh pa'amim. There's an Indian to say it three times. Echad b'tfile, v'echad la'acher ha'tfile, v'echad ala kois. There's an Indian v'yichulu should be said ala kois. Because for achronim dim shachach leima v'yichulu b'shas kiddush, oimroi b'em sasuda ala kois. If he did not say v'yichulu, and he reminds himself in the middle of the suda, so he takes a kois, and then he says, Vayichulu ad bore lekim lasayis, then he makes a bore priya gofen. Does not make the bore priya gofen before the Vayichulu, he says it afterwards. And then he stops. There's an Indian to say Vayichulu ala kais. Fine. So that was the Mechaba. And then the Ramah said, really, Kiddush, you could also say standing. The Yaisa Toiv Leishev, but it's preferable to sit. What is the mile of sitting? The Chiyai Gavne, when you sit, Mikri Tzvei Kiddush B'mokim Sudev. He's saying the Kiddush B'mokim Sudev, where he's going to eat. Even Sheyoshev B'mokim Su'udosoy B'eis HaKiddush. That means the Zayim B'karosel HaShabbos Oynig, the Kriya of Shabbos should be B'mokim Oynig. So since he's going to eat by this table, so it's more Kiddush B'mokim Sudev, and if he already is sitting by the table. That's the reason for the Ramah. The Chayin Hiskin Bebir HaGrom, the Goyin also holds one should sit, or Mitam Acher, a different reason. The Kivin Sha'echod Reuter Chaveiroi, Lemaise, he's going to pater the others with the Bichas Meir Pri HaGofen, Beinen kviyas sheyikmu yachad o biyeshivi mikri kviyas o chenal besim and kum samar zayin. By all birchas anenin, I want to be mighty someone else as a bayram in the mizaynis. So everyone should sit down, we should be kaiveya to eat together, and then one makes a broche for the other. That's icha lechatchilim. So Mamele, since he's being mighty, the Bnei Bayis with the Bayre Priya Goven, so therefore, one needs the Kviyas, and the Kviyas is Machayim, that everyone should sit down, so they're Kavua together. Well, if he dvorav gam Hashemim tzrichim leishay, that everyone should sit down, the time the Zoy Bezalach Hatchilev. So then we have the first reason. But the second reason, you're right, we don't have. The time the Zoy Bezalach Hatchilev. The Yeshloime the Gamdate Uraklach Hatchilev. Val Koponim Zoych Lizoyim. Sheyikvu, this, you do sit, you don't sit. But this is very important. Sheyikvu Hashemim Atmam Yachad Beis HaKiddush Kedei Lotzeis. They should be kavua together b'shas kiddush. V'loishim ufuzorim umefayrodim. Not you should be in the room, one is in one corner, one is in another corner, one is walking around. That is Baruchem Echodaina Mechatina the Za Loy Mikri Kvias Klau. That means if you need a kvias of yeshiva, that's debatable. But a kvias that you're coming together, that you do need. So they should be together around the table, they shouldn't be in different places, they should not be walking around by the Kiddush. Now we'll talk about this soon. So now, like this. The Mechaber said, he say Vayichulu standing. The Yaisa nice is by the Kiddush you can stand. The Yaisa Toiv Leishay. The Noyagim Leishay. Av Bishor Shoyme Vayichulu. So the Ramah says that the minig is that you stood by Vayichulu also. By the whole Kiddush. They bring that before we had a prima god of the minigis to stand by Yechulu. This seems is different minogim. Agavuche, they bring down the Ktais HaShulchan, brings down from the Arizal, that the Arizal's minig was to stand by the whole Kiddush. So we have a different minogim. Standing by the whole Kiddush, sitting by the whole Kiddush, or splitting it up, standing by Yechulu and sitting by Kiddush. So, whatever one does, he's in good company. What? That's right. Fine. So now the Ramah says what his meaning is, the Noyagim Leishein, Afisho Shayme Vayechulu, Rak Shemaschilim, when we start. Yayim Ashishi Vayechulu Ashamayim, you are saying the Rosh Hashanah Yud Kei Vav Kei כי מתחילים יום השישי ויחולו השמיים ונרמס השם בראש היטבת. I once heard something very interesting. So you stand, l'kovod v'shem. Now, kain shoyel ben, when you say v'shem, you mention v'shem, then you can sit. Then the Rambam said you can sit. And you sit. But you meram is v'shem, oh, then you have to stand. So shem v'shemayim. I once heard shouted as follows. There's the Ksivas Hashem and there's the Kriyas Hashem. The Kriya is Adnus. That's how we pronounce the Shem. The way the Shem is written, Yudkei Vovkei, we never say that. We just pronounce it with Adnus. Here we are saying the Remes Yudkei Vovkei, which we normally never say. That's the cheshimis of Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim. That we are saying Berem is the Oichi is Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei. So therefore we stand. And I saw Likute Mariach, he brings down from the Siddur HaShlom in Suki de Zimrin Yehi Chaboy, we say Yismuchu HaShemayim V'Sogei La'oret, which is also the Rosh HaTevis Yudkei Vovkei. We should stand there also. That means when we are somehow being meramed on the Shem Havaya, l'chvoid this Remez, we stand. Yeah. Ulshem Aschel. So here the Ramah makes, so the way the Ramah makes it, that's somehow the Ramah did it. So, Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim, he stood, Al-Sakovad Hashem, and then he sat down. Then he sat down, Al-Zinyan of Kiddush Mumakim Sudeh. Osha Maschil, now something new. When he starts Kiddush, Yitain Einav B'nei Reis. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Av Bishor. Now here, this goes on the previous Ramah, that we sit by Yechulu also. The Kivin Shamru, Kvar B'Beis HaKnesses, Mo'med, Ein Makvidim Shuv Al-Zer, Toim B'Maisim Yushev K'may Shar HaKiddush. That is the Svara of the Ramah. Now, before the Kiddush, Yitain Einav B'Neil. He should look at the nail. What is the Indian to looking at the nail? V'hu skulas refu eleinayim shekou al yedei psiya gasim. That the Gemara says, let's just understand a little bit the mechanics of this refuim. The Gemara says, if a person takes a psiya gasim, so if every psiya gasim, he loses 1/500th of his eyesight. It weakens his eyesight. That is the detrimental effect of a psiya gasim, 1/500th. Two times, what? Not a normal big psiya. That's one. So, two neir and twice neir is gematria 215. And two, we have two neirs, one keneged shomer, one keneged zocher, is 500. So we have the two neirs, we lost 1/500. So if you're mistakel on the neirs in the beginning of Kiddush, which is a gematria of 500, that somehow can be I don't know. That is also true, but got me the who basically. I don't know. God, the Lavush brings down a different reason to look at the Neiris. He says, when you say Yom Hashishi Vayechulu Hashamayim, you should look at the Neiris. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chayfes Kol Chadrei Votem. So it could be pshat in the Lavush is, I'm saying Yom Hashishi Vayechulu Hashamayim, I mean, mentioning the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's the Shem Havaya, and then I have to know, so how do I look standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? So I think, well, I'm all covered up. No, no. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chayves Kol Chadrei Votem. The Neshama penetrates the whole group. That means when you're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're open. So Mamela, so when we say the Yom Hashishi V'chulu Hashamayim Ba'aretz, we should realize that we're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and he sees all our actions and we should realize this. So they say over Rabbanan brings down when people used to come to the Goyin, they used to go like this. They used to put their hands over the forehead because the Goyin could see on their forehead what they did. So they used to go like this. So, but when we're saying Kiddush, we should know that the forehead is also not enough. Choy v'iskol chadrei votem. The neshama illuminates the whole body. So you should look at the nail b'shas, we say this. That's how the Lamusha. Me when the doctor gives a call, it's very unclear. Someone asked from the Mishnah Berurah, the Rabbi does not exactly say this, so we won't go into what he means. You don't medagdik. So, b'kitzur, the Ramah says as follows: in the beginning, when you say by Yechulu Hashemayim, you look at the nail. Or b'shas haKiddush, and afterwards, that's by Yechulu Hashemayim, you look at the nail. Or b'shas haKiddush, b'kois shel brocha, then you look into the kois, because that's one of the halachas of kois shel brocha. One should look in the kois. B'shas is saying the Kiddush, and the reason for this is he shouldn't be Messiah Das from the kois. By looking around, he can. So that means B'shashe making Kiddush, don't look around what Yankel is doing, what Berel is doing, and this one is fine. You just look at the Kiddush. You should look at the kois. I know the Shemavur says she can ain't of the kois of Brochim. Shaloi Yasiach Daitai. He should be Messiah Das from the Kiddush. They bring from Rav Nissen Kerelet, if a person would benefit by looking into a bencher, into a Suda Bishas the Kiddush, so perhaps that Nabrat is better to ensure he shouldn't be Messiah Das from the Kiddush. He should be able to concentrate better. But it matters if he could. If he can concentrate by looking into the kois, that's very good. Im ein loy ela kois echad. He has one kois. Mekadesh boy, that means he has one kois of wine. We'll see exactly how much wine he has. And he needs this for at night and for by day. So let's just learn the Mechabe. Mele ala kois echad, mekadish boi balaylo. He makes Kiddush. Ve'einoi toyim imenu, and he does not drink from this kois. Shaloi yavkimenu. He shouldn't be poigim the kois. He needs the wine in this kois for Kiddush by day. So don't drink from the kois. Ela shayvich mimenu l'kois achel. So he's saying like this, you're making, I have some wine and kois aleph. Don't drink from kois aleph. Pour a malay lugmos, which is a roiv revius. into Kai's base and drink from Kai's base. So I wasn't oigim the yayin in Kai's Aleph. And the shevich menel of Kai's Acher, v'toyim yayin shel kiddush mea Kai Sheni. So the rest of the wine is not pogum, because he didn't drink from that Kai's. He poured it into a second Kai's. Olamocho, now by kiddush shel yayin, Mekadish Memeshanisha Bekais Rishim. That if you still have left over a Revius, so now it's not Pogum, so make Kiddush on that. Vimloyoya boy Ella Revius Bitimsum, if you only had a Revius, Vinachar Mimeno Balailo, and by pouring in a Maloy Lungmo, now you have a little less than half of a Revius. So he adds water. That means we're talking about it was a very strong wine and he could add water. So Mamela, so that's he's going to make Kiddush. He had a Revius of wine, strong wine. So by night he made Kiddush on this Revius. He poured it into a second Kais, Malay Lugmav, and then by day he'll add water to the Revius and make Kiddush on the second Kais. Then he doesn't have enough wine for Kiddush al Yaim. We'll see later. Then he only makes Kiddush al Ailo. Behind the davke, but al kaponim, with this one kais, a strong wine, we made two kaises out of it. Behind the davke, just like kais achel avdolim. That davke is a kais for avdolim, so avdolim's taken care of. So now we just took care of kiddush alayla and kiddush ayayim. She'im lo'ikain, but if he only has one diluted kais, that's it, of a Revius. And he has three, either Kiddush Alayla, Kiddush Alayim, or Avdolah, he has one kais, mutav she'inichenu l'Avdolah. So leave this kais for Avdolah, she'ev she'bepas, you can't make Avdolah pass. So you'll make Kiddush, if you have one kais, so use that for Avdolah, but Alayla make Kiddush and pass, and by Yom, you don't have wine to make Kiddush, it's finished. Mishikadish all of it here, you have exactly two kaises. You kaddish belayla be'echad, v'yavdil ala sheni, v'lo yikaddish b'yoyim, v'kiddish, he doesn't have kiddish for yoyim, the kiddish alayla odim. That's we say the Nusa, Kiddush Alayla, the Raisa, you say Meyichulu, that's the... My day, what? Let's hope so. Yeah.